now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix.
Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to Bartley's commentaries on the Cosmic Wars. Well, the defecation has hit the oscillation. All kinds of stuff is going on. I'm going to talk about that. So much has happened since the last time I've given a commentary. But I need to point out at the outset that what we're seeing is essentially, and many of you already know this, essentially non-human in origin. Now, the people that have really taken the time to look into this will not only know that there's a communist, at least on an earthly level, earthly physical level, a communist socialist, first of all, it was a Fabian socialist effort, and then now it's overtly full-on communist agitation propaganda. And the communists have been busy for, well, ever since communism started. If anyone gets the opportunity, I would encourage them to watch the documentary Agenda, Grinding America Down. That's an outstanding overview of the communist agenda. And they talk about many of the usual suspects. Antonio Gramsci, who was the mentor of Saul Alinsky. Of course, Saul Alinsky, William Ayers, organizations like the National Education Institute, which basically Sovietized the American education system, and I'm sure it has counterparts in the UK and everywhere else, Australia, because they're Sovietizing, if you will, of the young, supple minds of children all the way up into adulthood. It is so uniform in the Western world. The people, the reptilian hybrids, let's say, that were behind the communist Bolshevik movement, they've been described at times as atheistic, godless communism. You often used to hear that term, godless communism, but it's more than that. They will admit themselves. Saul Alinsky used to openly praise who he called, referred to as the first revolutionary, i.e. Lucifer. There was others who similarly made references to Lucifer and Luciferians as being the real guiding force for the communist movement. There are a lot of useful idiots. Vladimir Lenin described the useful idiot as a non-communist who goes along and performs activities to advance an agenda because he or she thinks they're going to benefit from this agenda, not knowing what the real agenda is, of course. That's why they're a useful idiot. They're non-communists, and they're going along with certain trends, certain fashions, certain ways of thinking and behaving because they think it will better their circumstances, but really it only benefits the communist. Now, I'm going to talk about the archontic overlay to the communist agenda, which was always there from the beginning, because the Talmudic types basically created the communist movement, and at their core, the Talmudic types are Luciferians. They've come out and have said that on numerous occasions. And we're talking serious Kabbalistic, very dark black magic and juju, black, deep, dark juju, black magic. So they know that in the spirit world, thoughts are things. And when from a Christian perspective, a prayer circle, from a Luciferian perspective, a group gets together and casts intentions, they know, this Luciferian types know that they can affect reality, they can change things. They can adversely affect things. They can harm people. And we've talked on the show before about how Luciferians can create an object link and then find a way. They imbue all these demonic energies and even demons literally into an object. Then they find a way to pass that object on to somebody or insert it into their home. And then next thing you know, the people living in that home and the people themselves are just being bedeviled, if you will, by demonic entities and demonic spirits. Portals have opened up and everything has just gone downhill. Well, there's another aspect to that. When you watch TV, or when, say, someone watches TV, and it's a constant drumbeat, a constant bullfrog's chorus of hate. Hate on Trump, hate on white people, hate on anti, well, just hate in general. People don't realize that that is spell casting. Okay, we know about the Hollywood spell casting, but there's a network TV news form, really the same thing, of spell casting. When they keep providing a one-sided perspective, like just yesterday, I was watching a regular non-cable TV, non-satellite TV here in Australia. And actually, I was channel surfing, and I came across a channel that was an audio broadcast of a radio station. And I just happened to catch some Australian guy talking about, oh, those armed militias in America, right? Again, it's just a one-sided perspective. There was a guy in California, they've thrown the book at him because he pulled a semi-automatic rifle out and brandished it and kept all these Antifa types away and prevented them from destroying his property and attacking his friend's house. He was visiting his friend's house at a time. Didn't even fire a round. Nevertheless, he had the book thrown at him, charged with all kinds of serious offenses. Because a hallmark of the Frankfurt School of communist subversion and destruction is a just us system, a justice system that is weighed heavily against the victims of crime. So this is why you see when a young white girl is gang raped by immigrants in Germany or Sweden or France or anywhere else for that matter. It's happened in California where a young girl was raped by a Muslim kid. Well, sometimes in Europe, the victims were the ones who got arrested, were the ones that were charged with crimes. That's what I mean. In California, or was it in Oregon? I can't remember. The family of the Muslim kid who raped the young American white girl, they were applauding because their boy, their young kid, the young rapist, was let off the hook by the judge. And of course, the parents of the young victimized young girl were just distraught and just overwrought with all kinds of emotions, as you might imagine. That's an example of the Frankfurt School of Justice. It is weighed heavily against the victims of crime. So this guy brandishes his semi-automatic rifle, doesn't even fire it, but it makes these Antifa types turn and go away. Doesn't matter, they threw the book at him, right? So, everything is militated against normal society, normal culture. It's all designed to destroy, create chaos. And by constantly hammering the viewing audience and the listening audience for the radio with constant streams of hate, hate, hate. Like I said, I just happened to turn the TV on, channel surfing, found a radio broadcast channel, and the first thing I hear is these Christian white militias in America, completely one-sided. But there's a supernatural, metaphysical, spiritual dynamic to it. Have you ever felt someone, if you're intuitive enough, and someone that was really mad at you, especially if they're a reptilian host that was really mad at you? In my life, that's happened to me a lot, because I sometimes, at times, tend to piss off reptilian hosts, right? I can feel them. Just say if I think about them, which means they're probably in a mouth-foaming rage thinking about me somewhere. Well, they're sending out, like, energetic darts at you. And when I think of them, and I immediately tune in that they're thinking about me and in a rage mode about me, I could feel it. I could feel it around my heart center, my solar plexus. My shields go up. Oh, you know, dickweed's thinking about me, or just going into a rage mode just thinking about me. Well, that's an attempt at spell casting, folks. It is. So when you have every news presenter, every newspaper journalist, every online blogger, almost every, let's just say many, and they're all saying the same things: white guilt, white privilege, racism, hate Trump, hate America, hate. Those are all energetic barbs, energetic spears and darts going out. There's a spell casting aspect to it, folks, and that must be understood. It's not just propaganda and disinformation. There is a spell casting aspect to it, because the Talmudic types who created the communist movement, many of them were deeply, deeply involved in the Kabbalah, deeply involved in black magic. So keep that point in mind. It's not just that communism has been created for purposes of subversion, destruction, and to bring about this new world order. It's just that also there's this archontic, parasitic, louche-feasting, supernatural black magic element to it, a spell-casting element to it. Hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump. White people, white guilt, white privilege. And look how so many of these so-called protests, chuckle, eye roll, face palm, these protests, now they've overtly taken on a ritualistic aspect, kneeling down, the Freemasonic kneeling down, trying to make all white people kneel down. Kneeling is a form of fealty, of submission to a liege or to a lord or to a master. Kneeling down, kneel, slave, right? The black square that now supposedly symbolizes BLM, that's the black cube of Saturn. Now these deluded and in some cases MK Ultra types, women mostly, especially from Hollywood, now they've taken to shaving their heads. Now, that's funny because, you know, they look like skinheads now. That's ironic. But there's an MK Ultra aspect to that as well. I mean, think of all the MK Ultra women. It's terrible the abuse they endured to wind up in that state. But Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, I'm trying to remember. I think Winona Ryder went through a phase where she chopped her hair. But at any rate, a number of these Hollywood women and starlets and music divas, at the behest of their handlers, they just up and chopped their hair and went bald. And now, in solidarity for the Black Lives Matter group, which is funded by, not just by Soros, but funded by Soros, now they're shaving their heads. So they look like a bunch of white skinheads. MK Ultra skinheads. That's how crazy it's gotten. Now they're talking about standing down all these police forces to make it even easier for these communist sponsored Useful Idiots. Neil Cruz has been on my show lately. That interview will be coming out before too long. What a brilliant interview I had with old pal Neil Cruz. And he talked about the Charles Manson helter-skelter aspect of all this. And, you know, he's quite knowledgeable about the communist agenda and the Fabian socialist agenda and how it's all coming to fruition now. If the communists manage to take over, you will see a bloodbath that will rival anything we've seen the Bolsheviks have done in the past. We know they wiped out upwards of 20 million Ukrainians through murder and literally taking everything, even taking seeds so they couldn't plant the next season's harvest. Millions, upwards of 20 million Ukrainians starved to death. I've seen pictures of children with just like skin stretched over bone, just wasting away from malnutrition. And you think of what the communists have done elsewhere, you know, how they had turned the Eastern Bloc, what became the Warsaw Pact, into basically a big gulag. No freedoms, no rights, no nothing. And that's what they've been doing during this lockdown. Well, of course, unless you're an Antifa or a protester, that you can go out and mingle with as many people as you want as long as you throw pre-deployed bricks, right? But these lockdown measures are all meant to condition us to a Soviet-style society, a Chinese communist-style society. I went to Kmart the other day. Hardly anything on the shelves. I guess they're waiting for another shipment from Wuhan or something. Over here in Australia, the Target stores are closing. They're either closing down or they're going to be turned into Kmarts. So another big loss of jobs. I mean, I would go into Target all the time, and now it's just really upsetting to think that all those people will be without work now, all because of the stunt. So we're conditioned, or they're conditioning the masses to practice social distancing, shame and snitch on one another, shortages, lines. And that was before these Antifa, Black Lives Matter riots. These are agitators. And Neil pointed out that a lot of the convicts let out of prison, a lot of them wound up joining the ranks of the protesters and the rioters. Go figure. And now, by cutting off the funding to so many of these police departments, that is an open invitation to even more violence. See, the problem that the forces of righteousness, let's say, fighting against all this evil, one big, I don't want to say a handicap, but one big challenge they'll have to overcome is the fact that within the police departments and sheriff's departments all across America, there are so many embedded, literally, they've had former KGB officers in the LA police departments. I've spoken to members of the Patriot law enforcement community going back to the 90s, and they told me that, yes, there are former KGB working in Los Angeles and some of the police departments there. And of course, you have the Israelification of American law enforcement. So many police officers have been sent to Israel for training and indoctrination. And they routinely, ironically, I think it's called the Minnesota Multiphasic Test psychological eval or something like that. And so many police departments and sheriff's departments use this psychological test as an evaluation tool to determine which applicants, which potential recruits have a lot of aggression. Those are the ones they're looking for. They're looking for ones that are psychopaths. And again, there's the supernatural archontic overlay to it. The entities working through all these wannabe cops guide them to become police officers. And then the ones doing the evaluations, the training, the drill instructors, if you will, the personnel people in the police departments, many of them are under archontic influence, and they'll be guided to take on board, fill the ranks with psychopaths. So within all, so many of these police departments, there are already a hardened core of Luciferians, of psychopath cops, of New World Order types already. So even the police departments that don't get disbanded for lack of funding, there's still going to be a core element at the highest levels, key points, all up and down the chain of command in all the departments that are 100% behind all this. There's video I've seen of cops torching, vandalizing, destroying one of their own vehicles. You know, there was a canine handler, you know, with his dog, and the place was, they created a perimeter, and someone was filming outside of that perimeter, and these cops were thrashing their own car. Of course, it's not their car. The taxpayers paid for it. It's really just a prop. So that's a problem that's going to have to be dealt with if these police departments aren't disbanded outright. And that's an open door and an open invitation to all these useful idiot radicals. I mean, just today, I saw a video. A father and their child were walking out of Houston Children's Hospital, and they were set upon by all these Antifa types. You know, they made it into their car, and then their car was being hammered by bricks and objects and bottles and everything else. It's like, what did that father and that child have to do with any of this? But that's part of this whole Bill Ayers, he's a commie, he actually, I mean, there is no 6 degrees of separation when it comes to these hardened commies. Saul Alinsky was a mentor of Hillary Clinton. Bill Ayers, William Ayers, one of the weathermen, who openly says that when the communists take over, at least 2 million Americans will have to die. I don't know what the ratio was. It's like one in 150 Americans will have to be killed off, you know, in order to make up 2 million out of what? Population of 300 million? Ayers is saying at least 2 million Americans will have to die. And if you understand the communists, that's all they're into is absolute annihilation. The Fabian socialists will have got them to this stage, and now the gloves have come off. So they'll have to find a way to deal with the embedded cops in the police departments and in the sheriff's departments that are actively working with Antifa, actively working to bring about a Luciferian New World Order. I think that the cops that are switched on, that are anti-New World Order, that like those two cops I talked about in my last podcast, combat veterans, constitutionalists, people like them, they better watch their six, because they can easily be killed off, and then their deaths blamed on like a white supremacist or white militias or something. I'm not trying to be funny, but that's, and the media will play that for all it's worth. And then it goes on up. You know, that's just like the police departments and the sheriff's departments at a local level. Then you got, state and federal agencies, federal police, federal law enforcement. This is a gigantic KGB-style Mossad operation. It's not just Soros and Antifa. This is hardcore destroy America time is what it is. So the people in America, they have their work cut out for them. The one thing I can say about Trump is at least every once in a while, he says or does something where the ball bounces in our direction for a change. Whereas with the Democrats, the hardcore so-called progressives, but they're really just bloodthirsty socialist slash communist control freaks. I mean, they're all into, late-term abortions. Now they're pushing for aborting the baby and murdering the baby after it's born. All for reproductive health, of course, the way they just butcher and just distort the English language. Oh, it's for women's health. Kill the baby. Kill her baby. What kind of planet is this? I mean, there's an infinitesimal number of inhabited planets in the cosmos and throughout the multiverse. How many planets will you find out there where the expectant mothers murder their own babies on a scale that we're seeing here on this planet? And that's everything to do with a Democrat slash socialist slash communist slash Luciferians. And that whole archontic overlay, I just spoke about at the outset. I mean, really, how many planets could you find where this goes on, this kind of thing? But getting back to Trump, at least once in a while, and I pointed this out to Neal Cruz. Being a recovering Republican, I'm qualified to make these kind of comments because I don't really have a dog in the hunt. I'm for the Constitution. I'm for the Bill of Rights. As far as I'm concerned, talk's cheap, action speaks louder than words. If there's a politician out there, a bureaucrat out there, and they're not for the Constitution, they're an enemy of not just the people of the United States, an enemy of people all over the world. Once in a while, Trump says and does things which, from a constitutional standpoint, I can stand behind. And it's not much of a choice. And see, one of the things I talk with Neal Cruz about is all of this, the whole COVID-19 pandemic segueing into these artificially contrived George Soros color revolution communist takeovers that we're seeing in America. It really laid bare the underlying sentiments of so many people who are considered to be truthers of one form or another. These people that I thought should know better were saying, oh no, we've got to have all these restrictions. We've got to completely shut down the economy because we don't want this thing to spread and wipe out the whole planet. Just like SARS was supposed to wipe out the whole planet. That's how AIDS was supposed to wipe out the whole planet. Look, not even the bubonic plague wiped out the whole planet. It wiped out a lot of people in waves back in the day. And the Spanish flu, that came out of American military bases. Then they got to switch it all around and say it's the Spanish flu, when demonstrably, provably, it came out of American military bases because of that Suriscum Woodrow Wilson doing what his master, Colonel Edward Mandel House, hardcore socialist Talmudic type, goaded Woodrow Wilson into bringing America in when Germany was already defeated. The Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming. Yeah, and the Yanks were inoculated in their depots and recruiting stations and military bases and sent overseas, and thus begat the Spanish flu outbreak. Misnamed, of course. And then the Antifa riots start. And some of the same people were saying, oh, we need these restrictions for COVID-19. Oh, no, they're all for the protests. They're all for Black Lives Matter. They're all feeling white guilt and white shame. It was as if there was these archontic plugins that were there all along, and then when all this stuff happens, suddenly it just you find out where these people's heads are at, right? And it's baffling sometimes because some of these people are really switched on in some very hardcore subjects that the mainstream simply can't fathom. So they do their research when it comes to things that they are into. But unlike some of us, they lack this overall broad spectrum analysis where they want to know everything about everything and see how it all fits in. Because after all, it's all the same planet. So it's all connected. But because this weird double Orwellian doublethink is at work, it's they can believe one thing and then believe another when the two that things that they believe in are diametrically opposed to each other, right? And we're seeing a lot of that, actually. This much I'll say. If somehow they either cancel the election, I don't see how Trump can't even trust FEMA, because if he declares a state of national emergency, then as far as I know, according to the continuity of government, FEMA takes over. But FEMA in all likelihood is run by a lot of these foaming at the mouth Luciferian communists, right? So why would he relinquish command? That wouldn't make sense to me. But let's say that somehow there's an election, there's one scheduled anyway in November for the presidency. If Trump doesn't win, or the Luciferian communist types, and yes, I know there's a lot of Luciferian types in the Republican Party. Yes, I know that. There's, the Republican Party is awash with evil people. But at least at the grassroots level, many Republicans, you'll come across the weird ones with Orwellian doublethink issues going on, right? Once in a while, you'll come across them. Like I've met Republicans who believe in gun control, which just shows you how dumb some of them are, right? But your average grassroots Republican, they believe in limited government, they believe in the Constitution, they believe in the Bill of Rights, they believe in ownership of firearms, which is, I mean, it's for times like now that the Founding Fathers gave Americans the right to bear arms. If the Democrats win, if there's an election, and the Democrats either win or they fix the election the way the Republicans fixed the election, which brought George W. Bush in, because, you know, they do the tag team, the Talmudic types. They needed the neocons and the Republican brand to invade Iraq. They needed it to get the whole ball rolling with all that whole agenda. But domestically, when they want to destroy America from within, that's when they really push hard behind the Democrats. If the Democrats wind up winning the next election, the first thing they will do is go for the guns, and you will see. That's when, if it already hasn't started by then, that's when you're going to have full-on combat between American patriots, constitutionalists on the one hand, and the communist Luciferians who will be hell-bent on wiping everyone out, including the useful idiots, I might add. Because if you study communism, the history of communism, they always eat their own. They always get rid of the useful idiots. They don't need them anymore in the countries that they've taken over. And they always get rid of the socialists, the Fabian socialists who, you know, spent years and years and years bringing about the changes necessary to allow the communists to take over. Because the communist mentality is, well, you say socialists and you Fabians and you useful idiots, If you would betray your own country like that, then of course we can't trust you. Therefore, we're getting rid of you. Okay, and we've seen this over and over and over again. Soviet master spy Alexander Orlov, with the help of this local Spanish Communist Party during the Spanish Civil War, so-called, which was basically Franco trying to prevent the communists from taking over Spain. Every time there was a massacre perpetrated by the communists, the media would always spin it out. Oh, fascist, fascist, fascist. For sure there was bloodletting meted out on both sides, but, you know, if there was a bunch of nuns and priests and women and children wiped out by the communists in the Spanish Civil War, it was always blamed by the media, even back then, on the fascists. That's just how they rolled. Point of relevance is, Alexander Orlov looted the entire gold treasury, all the gold bullion, the gold reserves of Spain, looted it, sent it on back to Moscow, and then he ordered the massacre of all the local Spanish communists, the native communist. Didn't trust him, didn't need him anymore. Later on, Alexander Orlov flipped and began working for the FBI. It's another story. And another story I like to tell is what happened to the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War. I mean, the Viet Cong, classic guerrilla warfare tactics, hit and run, would try as much as they could to not get involved in set-piece battles. You know, the NVA would once in a while get involved in set-piece battles. The Viet Cong, the guerrillas in the south, tried not to. Hit and run, classic guerrilla warfare. Well, what happened, COSVIN, Central Office of South Vietnam, the communist control center that ran communist military operations in South Vietnam, they ordered, on behalf of the North Vietnam, they ordered the Viet Cong in South Vietnam, throughout South Vietnam, to rise up during the Tet Offensive, January 68. So they went from hit and run, you know, fight only when the odds were in your favor, fight at night, right, if at all possible, hit and run ambushes, that kind of thing. They went from that to rising up en masse across the whole of South Vietnam and confronted the U.S. military, backed by U.S. artillery, backed by U.S. air power, in a head-on military confrontation. And the Viet Cong, although they inflicted a lot of casualties, the Viet Cong were smashed. They were smashed. And they never recovered. So when the North Vietnamese Army rolled into Saigon, which they then renamed Ho Chi Minh City, 75, when the North Vietnamese Army rolled in, took over the south, well, there weren't really many local communists left, because the communist cells, the cadres, the Viet Cong guerrilla fighters, many of them were wiped out during Tet, and the ones that weren't wiped out wound up going into these prisoner interrogation centers, part of Operation Phoenix, where they were tortured and worked over by the CIA and their Vietnamese counterparts. So the moral of the story is, it's yet again another example of the communists eating their own. The North Vietnamese had no qualms about having the South Vietnam Viet Cong get wiped out militarily. They wanted them out of the way, actually. We've seen this over and over and over again. So when the balloon goes up, not only will they be trying, hopefully this won't happen, but has the potential to happen, they will not only go after American business owners, free enterprisers, constitutionalists, Christians, and, you know, we're talking a big-time North American gulag situation here. Not only will they go after Americans in general, they're going to go after and eliminate the useful idiots and the socialists, and I, for one, won't be sorry to see him go. Anyhow, we've reached the end of this segment of Bartley's commentaries on the cosmic wars. I thought I'd put in my 2 cents worth about what's been going on in the recent past. So much is going on. I encourage you also, if you haven't already done so, to watch, or rather listen to, the interview I did with David Dunger. David Dunger returned to the Cosmic Switchboard Show for an interview a few weeks back. I wasn't able to put it out sooner. I apologize for that. This was before, this interview took place before these Antifa communist riots. So David talked about COVID-19 as well as the Chinese communist activities in the Asia-Pacific region, in Australia in particular. So it's a nice segue, because we had this discussion with David and I before all this Antifa stuff kicked off. So, you know, it seems like a long time ago when it really wasn't. So you go back just 2-3 weeks to what David and I were talking about, and with the benefit of hindsight, with all the stuff that's gone on lately, I think that the information that David shared is still very, very worthwhile and very timely, because the Anglo-Zionists may want to foment a war with the Chinese, and the Chinese may not back down. And if the balloon goes up between a war between the Anglo-Zionists on the one hand, actually the stooges of the Anglo-Zionists, City of London, Rothschilds, you know, still basically calling the shots, and making what's left of the U.S. military, the hollowed-out core of the U.S. military, have to fight all these wars for them against the Chinese, that would just be very bad on top of all the stuff that's already going on. So anyhow, you picked an interesting time to be here, dear listeners, but this is assignment Earth. You knew going in it was going to be a tough assignment, but you knew you had what it takes to come here, anchor higher frequencies, and get the job done, and dismantle this archontic, louche fest, recycling paradigm. You've got what it takes, every single one of you. And it fills me with great pride to know that people of your caliber actually listen to my show. So anyhow, thank you for listening to Bartley's commentaries on the Cosmic Wars. If you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you the next time around. Bye for now. Because this is a frequency war.